The distinction between mastery and familiarity of a topic lies not in exposure but in depth, application, and understanding. In an age of rapid information access, it is increasingly easy to mistake familiarity, recognizing terms, concepts, or surface ideas, for true mastery. While familiarity creates comfort and confidence, mastery produces competence, insight, and consistent results. Familiarity develops through repeated exposure. A person becomes familiar with a topic by reading articles, attending lectures, or engaging in casual conversation about it. This level of knowledge allows someone to recognize key ideas, use appropriate vocabulary, and follow discussions without difficulty. Familiarity often feels like understanding because it reduces uncertainty. However, it remains largely passive. The individual can recall information but may struggle to apply it, adapt it to new situations, or explain it clearly to others. Mastery, by contrast, is active and earned through sustained practice. It requires not only knowing what something is, but why it works and how to use it effectively. A person who has mastered a topic can apply principles across context, diagnose problems, and adjust their approach when conditions change. Mastery involves internalizing concepts so deeply that they become intuitive rather than memorized. One of the clearest differences between familiarity and mastery emerges under pressure. Familiarity often collapses when conditions deviate from the norm. When faced with an unexpected problem, a familiar individual may rely on rote methods or search for external guidance. A master, however, draws on foundational understanding to reason through the challenge. Mastery allows for improvisation because it is built on principles rather than procedures. Another key distinction lies in the ability to teach. Someone who is merely familiar with a subject may repeat definitions or examples they have heard before. A person with mastery can explain concepts in multiple ways, anticipate misunderstandings, and tailor explanations to the learner. Teaching exposes gaps in understanding, and mastery endures this scrutiny because it is rooted in clarity rather than repetition. The path to mastery is also significantly more demanding than the path to familiarity. Familiarity rewards consumption. Mastery demands creation, failure, and refinement. It requires deliberate practice, feedback, and time spent confronting one's limitations. This effort often feels uncomfortable, which is why many people settle for familiarity. The illusion of knowledge is easier than the discipline of competence. Ultimately, familiarity answers the question, "Have I seen this before?" Mastery answers, "Can I use this to produce results?" While familiarity has value, it enables quick orientation and communication, it should not be confused with expertise. In a world that increasingly values speed over depth, recognizing the difference between mastery and familiarity is essential. True progress, innovation, and leadership are driven not by those who merely recognize ideas, but by those who have done the work to truly understand and apply them.